Hello, welcome to the podcast, Reelies. I'm your host, Carly McKean, founder of Emotion Release Technique, high performance business coach, and naturopath. In these conversations, I want to share about the real ease, getting to the root cause. And this may relate to our mindset, our behaviors, our belief systems, or thought patterns, or our physical body. And also getting to the root cause of our money mindset, manifestations, and how we can influence our business or success by addressing our own nervous system and subconscious patterning. If you're a health practitioner or coach, these are conversations you do not want to miss out on. In these conversations, I want to share about the incredible emotion release technique and how this technique is the missing piece to your practice or coaching sessions. ERT will fast track your client results and help you to exceed the expectations for your clients, resulting in more referrals, improving your reputation, and expanding the possibilities of where you can take your business. ERT can be the thing that transforms your client's health, mindset, and behaviors, and also unlocks your potential as a practitioner or coach, creating more clients, more money, and more success. Let's focus and create better client results, thriving businesses, and be happy and healthy in the process. Let's go deep, let's get to the core and create that real ease. Hello. In this conversation, I want to talk to addictions. Now, addictions are so prevalent within our communities, within our clients. You might find that you know that your client has an addiction because they've shared that with you. You may suspect that there is addictions at play because of their behaviors or the results. Or you might not realize that your client actually experiences addictions because of the shame, or they might be hiding that away from you for some sort of reason. But as I said, addictions are so prevalent, and this is a really important conversation. It's really hard to rely on statistics around addictions because of that fact that a lot of people that are suffering with addictions don't share about this. It's actually really hard to gain statistics on addictions, but I actually feel that over the last, say, 5 years, that addictions have been extremely increased because of everything that's been happening. I feel that a lot of people are drinking more alcohol or using different substance to manage their stress levels. And this includes, alcohol, smoking, drugs, foods, phones, just to name a few. And it's actually causing a lot of suffering with our clients. It's affecting their health. It's affecting their physiology. And it's an important conversation to talk about, because when we're looking at addictions, we actually really need to be looking at the subconscious response and the nervous system. We're really not dealing with the conscious mind. And this is why creating a plan or creating a strategy to reduce, eliminate, or decrease this behavior in some way, shape, or form is actually really hard to do, if not impossible. I wouldn't say it's impossible, but I feel like it's incredibly challenging for somebody to stop this behavior or reduce this behavior significantly just by choosing to, just by having a plan in place. And yes, willpower for these clients does come into it, but because there are so many things driving an addiction, actually just trying to stop the behavior because it's not healthy or helpful for the client is actually not the driver of why this behavior is in place in the first place. So we have to look at and actually assess the body and the nervous system when we're looking at the food addiction or the alcohol addiction or the smoking addiction or the gambling addiction or the shopping addiction or the phone addiction. We actually have to assess the nervous system when we're actually assessing this particular behavior. And this is why I love to use emotion release technique. We can assess the nervous system to see what is actually driving this behavior. And we can actually get a lot of insight to if there is a pattern with this behavior. And actually, most times that when I work with clients around addictions, it does go back into either a childhood pattern, childhood event, or definitely there's some sort of longstanding process here. And so we want to actually identify what's going on. And when we use the EIT process, we can actually get very specific around the actual emotional component, the actual emotional driver, and actually have a lot of insight to what is actually going on. I do want to mention that sometimes with addictions, clients don't want to talk. And this EIT process and assessing addictions and actually reprogramming the subconscious can actually be done without the client speaking anything at all, which is so incredible, because sometimes when someone's processing this, they actually don't want to talk about these emotions that are coming up, the shames, the guilts, the insecurities, or whatever is coming up around these particular behaviors, but not just around the behaviors themselves, actually identifying why this behavior is in the first place. Because that can, for some clients, really unlock a lot of trauma that they've been through. And this is why creating a strategy is just not important. Like, it's not the first, well, actually, it's not the main process when we're actually working with addictions with clients, because a lot of the time it goes a lot deeper than that. So we have to get to the core, and we have to process whatever is driving this behavior. It can be trauma, but it can be a lot of other things as well. So it's really important that we look at that, we process it, regardless if they speak or not, it doesn't matter. We can still process the entire pattern and have that insight to actually what is going on here. But the reality is that our clients really need our help. And without uncovering what's driving these addictions, we are not really helping our clients to reach their full potential, because this addiction is always going to affect their mental state, their mindset, their emotional state, their physical body, and that obviously affects their complete physiology. So if we really want to help our clients, we actually have to get to the core of these addictions and work out what's going on, rather than either not addressing the addictions because it's all too hard and you don't know what to do, or thinking that they won't stop the addiction so you're going to focus on something else. It's just not enough. This is why I encourage you to look at the ERT process to actually start working on this, because that's where it's really important. So addictions are really strongly driven by stress and emotions. And so having a process that you can identify exactly what's going on, exactly the emotion, exactly where it began, and actually reprogram that subconscious is vital to actually getting these clients out of the hold of this addiction. And a lot of clients might not use the word addiction, particularly when someone's only having a glass of wine every day, or a few glasses, or a few drinks every day, or whatever it might be, just on the phone every night, but it just doesn't seem harmful to them. But the reality is that is still classed as an addiction, because they can't stop that behavior. They need that particular vice in some way, shape, or form, which is their way of self-soothing or self-processing something that's going on, and it's managing their stress in some way, or managing their emotional aspect in some way. So we want to get to the bottom of that, and ERT is amazing for that, because we get so much insight and we're actually addressing at the level of the nervous system. And like I mentioned before, is that the other reality is it's very common for there to be underlying trauma when we're looking at addictions. And trauma can be in lots of different ways. And we actually unlocking this and starting to process trauma for our clients in whatever way that looks like. And again, this can be done in a way that our client doesn't need to talk. When you actually think about that, it actually helps you to understand that, like, we're actually helping our client more than we realize. Because if we're not addressing someone's trauma that they've been through, and we're either not dealing with it because we don't know how to, or we're not actually assessing to see if it's even there, our client's potential really is limited. And by looking at this, assessing the nervous system, helping to change these behaviors, the potential of where their health can be, their mindset can be, how they feel about themselves, how they feel in their body significantly improves because of this, which is so exciting. And I just love that concept so much. And the other thing in regards to addictions, and this is something that I love to talk about with my EAT practitioners, is when somebody has an identity that they have put on themselves, whether they've put it on themselves or somebody else has put on themselves, this can be really key at holding them back from creating some change. And a lot of the time, this also has to be assessed through the ERT process to assess the nervous system and the subconscious, because again, this is where everything is driven from. So when you have a client that just has their identity, I'm just a drinker. I'm just somebody that, oh, I'm a smoker, or this is my way that I de-stress. They're actually creating this identity around their behaviors. And they've almost created this identity is that if I don't do this, I'm going to be boring or unlovable, or I'm not going to be fun, or I won't be able to socialize. Then it's really hard to shift that behavior because they're creating this identity around themselves. Yeah. Or it's my family members, my parents were also alcoholics. And it's almost like creating that sort of reality for themselves because they've taken that on as their own belief. So the ERT process assesses this. And we also assess the opposite of what this is, right? So the actual goal of what someone's wanting to achieve. So it could be a non-smoker. It could be somebody that like doesn't use food as a way of managing their stress, or somebody like starting to see themselves as that they're using other ways to manage their stress rather than these vices that they always have, or they see themselves as someone that can keep their word to themselves, or they see themselves as somebody who that is clean or is a non-smoker, or somebody that can control their drinking and decide when they want to drink or when they want to have some alcohol-free days. So the ERT process is amazing here. I think the biggest thing I want you to get the message around this is, one is that most people or a high percentage of people suffer with some sort of addiction at some level, and it is increasing because of the level of stress that most people are under. Addictions can range from lots of different things, but food addiction is very common. Sugar, caffeine, there's alcohol addiction, smoking, there is drugs, but there's also phones and shopping. And these sometimes are addictions that people don't talk about, or they do share, or they just palm it off like it's a joke, or they've created this identity of thinking that who they are. Now, we're wanting to help people to improve their health, to be the best that they can be, and actually seeing this addiction as a key to unlock something really significant for them that actually opens up their health potential is something that you can actually share that can be really exciting for them. So actually understanding and sharing that this can be the key that actually helps them to unlock their health potential is something that you need to communicate. Addictions is something that we can help, but we have to do it from an unconscious perspective. We need to be working with the nervous system. We need to remind our clients there's nothing to be ashamed at. This actually helps us to help them better. And we get to actually unlock if there is anything from their past or anything from their stress response that is actually interfering or sabotaging their health in some way, shape, or form. So if you're working with clients, this is definitely something that I want you to, want you to hear. It's more common than you think, and you really have the opportunity to make some significant change. And I think that this is really exciting. And it's something I feel is going to be increasing, hopefully not, but increasing as the years go on. So we have to be armed with techniques and tools to be able to really address this. And so I'd love you to consider using the ERT process. It is simple. It is so effective. Your clients can have real insight to why this is happening and why this behavior is in place, or they also have the complete privacy to be able to deal with this and process this and not have to get into any conversation, which is also very exciting too. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you loved today's conversation. If you got something out of today's episode and you wanted to share that with somebody that you know, please share away. I'd really love that. If today's episode got you thinking about a few things and you wanted to touch base with me, or you have a question, send me a DM on Instagram. You will find me at Emotion Release Technique. And I'd really appreciate if you would hit the subscribe button and leave me a 5-star review. It really does help. And this way you can help me to reach more people and help me in my mission to transform the lives of our clients, make a change within our industries, and to help me to help you to improve your business success. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you on the next episode, and I hope you have a great day.